Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our brain trust, 22-plus years. He's been hanging out with us, author of a number of books on being profitable, including Instant Profits. ProfitPro.us is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. And also his awesome work with SCORE. He's a national exemplar, folks, from the SCORE volunteers. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your volunteer work that you do. I know it's huge, and I appreciate you for that. We're talking about honesty. We're talking about integrity. Steve, I can't go very far along down these roads without coming back to the concept of ethics. To me, honesty is what you do. Ethics is who you are. Devotion to the unenforceable. If I'm devoted to the unenforceable, that doesn't mean it makes it easier to make decisions. When I walk through my life and I'm presented with something on the left hand and something on the right hand, if I have an ethical bearing, if I'm an ethical person and with an ethical bearing, decisions that pop up are easier to make. What do you think?
No question, Jim. If you have a strong North Star guiding you, when you're faced with that ethical dilemma, you just ask yourself, does this point north or not? And if it does, you go forward, and if not, figure out how to make it go forward and do the honest thing. As you say, honesty is the expression of ethics.
Yeah, Albert Camus, I mentioned him earlier. I mentioned what he said earlier. I didn't say his name. Albert Camus, the Nobel laureate from France, said, integrity has no need of rules. And sometimes we think because something hasn't been promulgated, it hasn't been codified, that this scenario, it's not happened before, but we each have to look inside of ourselves and say, I mean, I think we have to say, what can I live with? Can I, after the money is spent that I get from being duplicitous, I'm still going to have the memory that I was unethical. Don't we? I mean, I really think, and 30, 40 years ago, Steve, I don't think we had to talk about this as much as we do now because of the digital part. What do you think?
Well, certainly it's certainly more obvious out there. And whatever you do comes under a spotlight for ill or for good. But the reality is it does take diligence and integrity to maintain honest behavior. And that comes down to that sense of ethics. And it's not as obvious in what we see, what we read, what we hear these days. I think you're absolutely right. I have that sense that the world has changed around us, and we're more permissive in terms of what we might allow as good behavior.
Well, it's because of the speed.
We wouldn't tolerate.
It's because of the speed of change and because of the leverage we have now, right? We have digital leverage. We didn't have that when you and I were kids. We didn't have digital leverage. We have digital leverage now. I can push a button and I can do something in cyberspace that has no, there's no repercussions on me. I can just do it, And at one point, for millennia, if you did something, it was done right in front of you. You were caught red-handed, so to speak. And now that's not the case.
Yeah.
But trust, I want to also bring in trust here, Steve, because trust is, honesty is what we do. Ethics is who I am. But trust is what you have for me, or I have for you. And Arki Chankute, my trust mentor, says that trust is not only the right thing to do, it's a business best practice. If I can trust you, Steve, it saves money. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, we do business with people we know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Not with algorithms. We don't do business with algorithms we know, like, and trust, right? We do it with people.
People, that's right. It might be a website that's facing us that we've got to know, like, and trust.
That's right.
And if you destroy trust, you may never rebuild it.
That's right. Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorites. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.